Okay, moving on to Mishnah 9. We've seen a couple times throughout this chapter an interest in precisely defining how many violations a person has committed. That has practical import for how many sets of lashes one is going to be subject to. This interest reaches its pinnacle now in Mishnah 3, 9, which is almost like a rabbinic brain teaser, almost sort of testing how far we can go. You know, in theory, this could be practical, but it seems like this is mostly a theoretical exercise. You'll see what I mean when we get into it. Yesh choresh telem echad, v'chayav alav mishum shmona lavin. It is possible for there to be a person who plows a single furrow, a single row in the field, and yet that one action of plowing makes them culpable for 8 different Torah prohibitions, and by implication, therefore, 8 sets of lashes. How so? Hachoresh b'shor v'chamor. If one is plowing and the plow is being pulled by both a bull and a donkey, that is a prohibition. You're not allowed to plow with 2 different kinds of animals. That's a different kind of kilayim. We talked in the last mission about wearing linen and wool together. Another kind of kilayim is that you're not allowed to use different animals to pull a plow at the same time. That would be cruel to the weaker animal. So that's one violation right there. You've got kilayim, different breeds pulling your plow together. V'hen mukdashim, and they are consecrated, set aside for the temple. Now I'll say here, it's actually unclear if this is referring to both animals being mikudash, both of these being set aside, and we have 2 different kinds of prohibitions here. I'll explain that in a moment. Or if we're just saying that, no, they're sanctified, and therefore you're violating the prohibition on benefiting from sanctified goods. A donkey cannot be sacrificed. It's not a kosher animal. However, it could be sanctified in the sense that it has to be sold and that money given to the temple for temple upkeep. So according to some interpreters of this mission, that's what's going on here. We're talking about 2 different kinds of sanctified goods that are actually going to be a sacrifice, and sanctified goods that are going to be sold and donated those profits to the temple, in which case that would count as 2. So you'll see if there's a disagreement about whether this line is 1 or 2 prohibitions, then somewhere else we have to have another debate, and we'll see that in the next one. So either 1 or 2 there. Bikilayim bakerem. And not only are you plowing with sanctified bull and donkey, you're also doing it in a vineyard with mixed species. So yet a third kind of kilayim is that you're not allowed to plant different species in the same area. There's a whole tractate of Mishnah kilayim about this. And this also could be either 1 or 2 violations. It may be that we're talking about planting 2 different kinds of seeds and that becomes a problem. Or maybe the presence of the kerem here, the vineyard, is significant, and it's actually 2 different violations. The Torah describes kilayim in a vineyard differently from kilayim in other kinds of fields, and so maybe you're planting, let's say, wheat and barley together, and you're doing it in a vineyard where there's also grape products, and I have 2 violations, regular old kilayim and kilayim in a vineyard. So these last 2 lines, whether it's both the donkey and the bull are sanctified, and that's 2, or we're just talking about the bull, and that's 1, and whether we're talking about the kilayim in the vineyard, and that would make it 2, or just the wheat and the barley together, and that make it 1. Either way, by this point, we now have 3 prohibitions. We have the using different breeds to pull your plow. We have either 1 or 2 violations of sanctified goods, and either 1 or 2 violations of planting different kinds of species together. So we're at 3 now. Uva shvis, and you're plowing in the 7th year, the sabbatical year, when we're not supposed to be tending to our fields. We're supposed to only eat that which naturally grows and is left over. The Yom Tov. And you're plowing on Yom Tov, which is another day when you're not supposed to do work, but unlike Shabbos, where there's not a more severe penalty attached, you would get lashes for violating Yom Tov. The Kohen v'Nazir b'Veis HaTuma. And the person doing the plowing is a Kohen, they are a priest, and they took a Nazirite vow, as we spoke about in the last Mishnah. One of the things that Nazirite is not allowed to do is to come into contact with corpse impurity. And where are you plowing? In an impure field where we know that there are dead bodies buried. So that would give you 7 and 8 prohibitions. And so now we have 1 action, this action of plowing while being a Kohen and a Nazir, and you're plowing on Yom Tov, and you're plowing the sabbatical year, and you're plowing with wheat and barley or any 2 kinds of species, and potentially in a vineyard where there's also grape products, and your bull and maybe also your donkey are set aside for temple purposes, and you are using a donkey and a bull to plow. That got us to 8 prohibitions from 1 simple action. Hananya ben Chachinai Omer. Hananya ben Chachinai says, Afalo veshkilaim. I can one-up you. I can have 9 prohibitions because what if the plower is also wearing a mixed fabric garment while plowing? That's a 9th prohibition. Amrulo, eino ashem. So that's not the same thing. That's not in the same category. Because the prohibition on wearing garments, that's separate from my act of plowing, right? I don't have to be plowing to be violating that in that moment, whereas all these other things have to do with the plowing. Amar lahem, af lo nazir hu hashem. Also, being a Nazirite in an impure field, and for that matter, being a Kohen in an impure field, that's also not related to the act of plowing. So if you're going to include those two, you may as well include also the prohibition on wearing mixed fabric garments. So we see here, you know, again, there is a way in which this could be practical. It's sort of playing out the idea that one action can make you subject to multiple sets of lashes, multiple violations. But also we have here the rabbis, I think, having a little bit of fun with us as well.